So the story, I guess I'll talk about, is I love to run. Do we have a lot of runners out here? Yep. So everybody knows the runner's high. I started probably when I was 13 years old running. I did the cross-country team, and I was also a gymnast at the same time. So I like to mix things in. You go for a run, flip around. If you fall, you know, you front roll out, then just keep running. So I ran probably for about 5 years. I did the cross-country team, was the captain of the cross-country team. My senior year went on, did gymnastics in college, and I quit gymnastics. And what am I going to do? I have all of this time, so I decide I want to run a marathon. So I'm running along. At the end, I finish. So that's how I finished my marathon, which is great, and I love the adventure of running. It's so much fun. But you have to keep it exciting. You always have to try new things. So I got bored, and I stopped running. I came to Maryland. I moved here for graduate school. And, of course, I want the adventure of running. And so I find this Asian friend. I have a really good Asian friend. And we decide we're going to go run. We want to run to the hood. So we start running. We run down Charles Street all the way to Northern Avenue. We turn left. North Avenue. Thank you, North Avenue. Not Northern. We're going south. And then we go east on North Avenue, and we're running along, and we run into, I guess what you would call the hood. So there's a stand, and there's a snow cone stand where you can actually buy snow cones. We unfortunately didn't have money. One of the great things about running is probably no one's going to mug you. You have your shorts on, you have your t-shirt, sometimes just a sports bra, but you're running. So we decide to go into the hood. So we walk inside. And I have traveled a lot. I've been a very fortunate, spoiled person in my lifetime, and I've seen many, many things. And I love adventure. It's very exciting. But this was a very, very unique adventure for me. We saw buildings, and it looked like a war zone. I've been to Israel during the time where there has been all the fighting going on. I've never seen anything like this. There was no ceilings on the buildings, no windows, and I think every third house probably there was nobody living in it. It was just completely desolate. So we're running inside, and then there's this guy who looks at us, and he's like, "Hey, do you know where you're at?" And we look at him, and we're like, "No." I mean, we clearly don't know where we're at. We're a white girl and an Asian girl, and everybody around us is black. I do a martial art called capoeira, so it's okay. I'm used to black. I go to Brazil. It's not good that I'm white. It would be better if I was black in this martial art. But we're in the hood, and this guy says again, "Do you know where you're at?" And we say, "No." He says, "Well, you're in the hood." And I joke you not, he says that to us. And so I like to talk. I like to meet new people. I like the idea of an adventure or a journey. So I ask, "Well, can you give us a tour around the hood?" And he does give us a tour. So he walks us around, and it's a very, very unique experience. He pointed out where the drug dealers were, which is very interesting. And there was three of them. We walk around the entire block, and we see the school, and we see one drug dealer, we see another, we see the other one. We walk the whole block all the way around, and we come back. And when we come back, we meet his mother. He's probably 30 years old, and his mom comes out and wants him to buy some food. So we talk with her, and then they welcome us to come back. So I haven't been yet returning there, but any of those runners in the crowd who want to join me, please come see me after the show. We can run back and say hi. Thank you.